You introduce this week.
Pardon me?
You introduce this week.
Why?
Because I don't feel like it.
Okay. This is the... Well, you know what I was thinking about? I was just thinking about the fact that we are the Global Diamond Broker, the Hard Truth Diamond Podcast.
That we are.
Did we change that?
Yes, we did.
We did, because it's not reflected in our story we post on Sunday evenings.
Not true.
And want to bet?
Yep.
This Sunday? You're going to look it up?
Yeah.
Going to try and
I'm going to pull
me?
Out
anyway,
receipts.
Anyway, I'm the Global Diamond Broker, and this is GIA Judy, and this is episode 94, I believe, of the Hard Truth Diamond Podcast, where what we do is deliver the hard truth. And I want to deliver a hard truth right now. All you guys who are out there, we had the guy from New Jersey.
You're right.
Who believe, I'm right?
You're right.
I'm used to that. All you guys out there who are buying I or J colored diamonds to get a bigger mine diamond, you're wasting your money. This industry has changed forever. I was reading this morning about Pandora and their unbelievable growth. Like, people don't understand how this little jeweler, perceptively, is the biggest jeweler in the world, moving more diamonds than any other company in the world.
And what's special about them is they only do lab-created diamonds.
They completely got out of the mine diamond industry a few years ago, only do lab, and it's growing like crazy. And so you wonder where the mine diamond industry is going. I mean, going, gone. Okay, the numbers aren't going to return.
Good.
Would you like that one?
Yeah,
eh?
That was good.
Can you make sure that becomes part of the your little video clip there? Ugh. Although you weren't that cute last
you
week.
You don't get to pick and choose which ones you want in there.
I'm aware I don't get to pick and choose, because some of my best work is left on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, last week it was a little quiet.
Pardon me? You were a little quiet, mm-hmm. which is very unusual, but appreciate it. ow! So first of all, to all, are you going to be okay? It's true, unfortunately. You just don't see it that way.
That's actually so funny.
Okay, let's start. Keep okay. So
can we?
You can have the giggles on here. I can keep going.
Guys, I am so drugged up right now. Wait.
Is this like a confession sort of thing? Are we putting you in rehab? It would explain so much if you had a drug problem.
I'm just very sick.
Judy's been sick for the last few days. She's making the ultimate sacrifice to come here and get on the podcast. Let's see, the amount of crap I... Anyway, to all my Jewish friends, just breathe, honey. Deep, not that deep, okay? Because they don't want to hear that. No one wants to hear that. The thing, maybe you could do one of those quick things for us here on the podcast. Those are particularly charming.
Are you done?
Okay, I'm done. To all of our Jewish friends... Passover, I think the appropriate is Happy Passover, but it is Passover right now. And
I think Merry Passover sounds better.
Merry Passover?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you get to make that. I mean, some of our good Jewish friends, if they hear this, they're going to have a beef, I think. Merry Passover. But it is Passover for all the Jewish people. We have a lot of friends, certainly in the industry, who are Jewish. The Hasidim, who really taught me the business way back when I was in Antwerp, Belgium, and had an office there for 15 months. But
15 years, not 15 months,
guys. I'm not here to talk about myself.
Oh, you're not?
Yeah, I actually am. It's my favorite subject, right? It's hard any week to come on right now and not see the absolutely demoralization of an industry that's been around for very long, and that is the mine diamond industry, and the things that are going on to undermine the industry. Undermine the industry by the lab-grown industry, and there's little to do. You know,
You were funny like 2 minutes ago.
We're shipping a... Oh, the drugs wear off? What happened there? We're shipping a ring today to San Francisco from our New York office. We're shipping a ring. We make and manufacture the world's most beautiful... We take the world's most beautiful diamonds, and then we manufacture the world's most sought-after and coveted diamond jewelry. And we're shipping a ring today that has a 3-carat DVVS1 in the center stone, and this really immaculate design from Kimmy, our designer, who's an amazing designer. If you've never been in our process, please inquire about how we make jewelry, because it's the ultimate luxury in the industry. No one will have tried your ring on, custom designed just for you, and at prices that, you know, or broker direct. And so we're shipping this ring, and this is for the mother of one of our Asian clients, who I'm sure she must be a, wasn't she from Vietnam as well?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yes, you do. You know who I'm talking about.
Who is this about?
L-A-L-Y.
Vietnamese, yeah.
Vietnamese. And so her mom's getting the ring, and between the time we started the ring and the time we finished it, we went from mine diamonds to laboratory created diamonds. And for the, this is a bit of a microcosm for me.
I don't know what that means.
A microcosm means like a micro view of the entire. Okay, so we, anyway, I'm not going to Google microcosm.
Like a bird's eye view?
No, honey, no. No, a small segment of what's going on large. So a global, let me give you the analogy in diamonds. So people who used to buy mined are no longer buying mined diamonds. Mm-hmm. They're buying laboratory created.
Because, and
so,
the landscape has changed, you guys.
Exactly. So from design to, and the client seeking information and going out there, not really listening to us. I mean, we try to remain unbiased. So if she wanted mine diamonds in her ring, they'd be there. Mm-hmm. But made the complete switch to go with laboratory created. And we're seeing this over and over and over again. Not just that, not in the States, but we're just shipping another ring to Mexico. We're shipping to Ireland. It's starting to be affected globally. It started in the U.S., certainly in the U.S. market, which is the biggest market in the world. And so that's kind of exciting.
So exciting.
Are you excited about that?
So excited.
Do you need more drugs right now?
Probably.
So what do you got today anyway? You were telling me about an article you were just reading?
Yeah.
Wow. So that was so sincere. Hey, the sincerity in that, ooh, yeah. Right? Anything from Hollywood going on? It's quite quiet in Hollywood. Rihanna's song, Diamonds, is now a diamond, you know how they get gold, then platinum, then diamond level? It's sold enough now that it's, the diamonds is a diamond in the music industry.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
No, there was an article talking about how, are lab diamonds really that environmentally friendly? And I'm guessing it's the mine diamond industry trying to clap back and be like, oh, well, lab diamonds aren't as sustainable as people say they are, blah, 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 blah. Right?
Yeah, that's a tactic that they've employed for sure, is trying to say that they're not. Look, India, the president of India gave the first lady, Jill Biden,
a green laboratory-created diamond.
Created from air. They took the carbon molecules they needed to make it right out of the air. And these are the bad molecules, apparently, that they make the diamonds with. So this is what's going on. It's more than sustainable. It's more than sustainable. It's
and it's more than ethical. Would you rather have a child, you know, working deep in the trenches in the mines to harbor your diamond?
So we're not supposed to be biased.
Oh, we're not. I'm not being biased. I'm just providing the facts.
But this is the thing. The way where we're sitting, and people ask us all the time for an opinion, and I give my opinion. Look, I had a top doctor.
Doctor?
A top doctor, a former head of his department for the nation, contact me yesterday. His son's getting engaged. I've been around long enough now that I do families, then the family of the family. And the sons and daughters of the family, their engagement rings, and messaged me last night and wanted to know, his son's getting engaged, his son's a millennial.
Ooh, Rapoport must hate him.
But he wants a lab-grown diamond, and he asked me my opinion. And I'm going to, I think I have to kind of stop, but here's what I said to him. Our sons are kind of the same age. And I said, look, if my son was getting engaged today,
he would be getting
a laboratory grown diamond, knowing what he knows and growing up around the industry. And so this, I'm sorry, this is such a repetitive kind of conversation as we really traverse away from the mine diamond industry. I think there's little or no chance anymore it's going to be a sustainable injury, to use a word they used against laboratory grown. People don't want mining anymore. There's some very serious movements in the world away from it. And so I think we have to look to laboratory as the future of the industry. And that's what's going on. And it's, you know, the word that came to mind when I was thinking about today's podcast is one word. It's denial. They're in denial. They think that somehow it's going to come back. And unfortunately, for those that believe that, it's not going to be able to do that. And so, again, I'm someone who gets up and reads a million articles in the morning before most people. I get on the bike and read articles on the elliptical, and just that's what I do when I'm on there. And
your life is so exciting.
Right? Right? Like, holy.
But let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What are your predictions going into this year and next year for mined diamonds?
Yeah, good question. You should ask more questions.
Is that sarcasm?
You should get stoned and come on here.
Is that sarcasm, often. You freaking asshole?
Don't call, you can't. Do not call me an asshole. It's fine.
Oh, wait,
when
we're are
not,
we on air?
Yeah, we're
oh,
on air.
Shoot.
You're on a little more than air. I'm on air. Okay. Look, I'm 41 years in the industry.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
I'm sorry. We may have to open mandatory drug testing in the company because I don't know what.
It's just today. It's just
anyway, so to answer your question, it's an excellent question. I think
you're going to see more
of the same. We're seeing LVMH. We're seeing, you know, we talk about these companies a lot, these super big, mammoth, Goliath, massive companies that are playing internationally, globally in the billions of dollars range. We talk about them because they're the leaders, and this is where they're all going. I mean, LVMH, whoever would have thought they would be on the front edge?
Didn't recently you discover that Tiffany?
Well, Tiffany is owned by LVMH, and apparently now Tiffany is moving in. This is something I said for a long time, but it's not just Tiffany. It's any company from us at the very, you know, wholesale side of the business, because there's no more of this mine diamond industry. There's no romancing the stone. It's all been a bullshit story. The bullshit story, and this is another one that gets me, for you guys out there who are spending your money on IJ diamonds because someone has convinced you that they're worth something, you're wasting your money. And let me tell you why. The only reason the Four C's was put into place was so De Beers could sell what they mined. Okay, like understand this. And then they put it together with a story that there's some sort of financial return. You show me someone who invests in white mined diamonds who gets a financial return, and I'll show you someone who's been is deluded, okay? Because it's just not true. And your engagement diamonds are not a financial investment. They've never been one. I'm going to harp on this a little bit more. If you think in any universe that a diamond that is a G or an H or an I is ever going to compete with our transparency, you're crazy. And I want to talk about these traditionalists, these vehement traditionalists in the diamond industry who are continuing to make these false claims, and I'm going to call them false claims. By the way, you can sue me or send me a letter or something. I never get them. I go on. No one ever says a word about me and to me about the things that I say. And you want to know why? Because they're facts. They can't argue what I'm saying. It's no financial investment, a white diamond. And so, and this whole color thing is bullshit. Everybody sparkles in a jewelry store. Everything sparkles in a jewelry store. That's not where she's going to wear it. And you watch it and you think of me, those of you who got an IJ color or a G or an H, gross, horrible, indecent, a joke. You're never going to see her proud of her ring in your whole future together, where all these clients of ours are sticking their fingers out, can't wait to get them out there because they have the most beautiful diamond in the room. So there's my prediction for this year. It's much more lab. We already saw it last year. Think about this. 3 years ago, 2 years ago, this was hardly a conversation. Now one out of two engagement rings they admit to,
we suspect it's more.
Much more. Mm-hmm. Our laboratory created. You know, they're in Walmart. Years ago I did a story, I wrote an article about the fact that Walmart has 24/7 jewelers in India who are doing nothing but setting quarter carat diamonds for them to supply their stores. This is way bigger than anybody can imagine. Now they do it with lab grown. You want to know why? Profits. It's more profitable. They can provide a better quality, a better product at a better price and make bigger margins.
And you can get a carton of milk and a diamond engagement ring in the same store. Did I do a story on that one time?
None of this is rocket science. Everybody thinks it's some sort of... Look, the reason you have IJ color as even credible is because in the early days of the business, it's what mostly came out of the ground. Okay, get your head out of the sand, get your head out of your ass. Am I allowed to say that?
Why are you allowed to swear and I'm not?
Because I'm not a pretty young woman. I'm a, what kind of more mature man am I?
A senior citizen.
Not funny. Anyway, so there you go, guys. I mean, that's what's going on in the industry today. Sorry to harp on it. Ugh. And and we have a few other exciting things going on now because we're going to be finally bringing guests onto the show because Judy's figured out how to do it.
Like, just how I figure everything out.
Just how you figure everything out. So you can look forward to guests. We see some of them on TikTok and on Instagram talking about these things in a way we never could. We're going to be inviting these, I guess, influencers, right, onto the show. We have one of the, if not the top scientist for diamonds in the world, Branko Daljanin. Google this guy. He's amazing. We've got a couple of his books here. He's scheduled one of the leading colored diamond experts in the world next to me, but a retailer. He's scheduled to come on.
We're going to be doing our 100th episode in Vegas.
From Vegas. I wonder if you'll be sober for that episode. I was going to say, I guess we better book it for the morning, but like that makes a difference to you. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. Anyway, So there we go. I think we hit everything today. We got Passover. We have, again, you know, given the facts, and they're the facts of the diamond industry. You know, you got the giggles. We had that in there. That should play well on your little snippet. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, guys, you got questions. We've got answers, and they're the hard truth. So if you want to keep your head up your ass and, oh, that's twice. Sorry, we might have to cut that one. Can you beep that one?
No.
If you want to keep your head up your beep, do it, but don't do it here. Okay, these are the facts. None of this is rocket science. And I got one last thing that we're looking into corporately I want to talk about. Why, am I boring you?
No, you're so exciting.
AI and diamonds. That's where we're going next. From the grading to the valuation, so you know what you're owning. We are the global diamond broker. These are the world's most beautiful diamonds. If you want them, if you want shitty ones, we're not your company. At prices that defy comparison all over the world.
Okay, bye guys. Thanks so much for tuning in.
I hope this isn't permanent with you. This could be that what I've dreaded is permanent brain damage.
It's like life in rose-colored glasses or whatever the fuck.
Anyway, take care, you guys. We'll see you next week for episode 95.
Okay, see you next week, guys.
God bless.